This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a little bit of confusion in the Trump administration today about another slice of its trade policy, China this time. There have been published reports that the White House is going to announce new restrictions on Chinese investment in American technology companies later this week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said this morning it's not going to be just China. The restrictions are going to apply to everybody. And then Chief Trade Advisor Peter Navarro went on CNBC this afternoon and said, no, it's going to be just China. Whichever way the wind blows, if it happens, it's going to be a big deal. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
This has been coming for a while. Last month, an official statement from the White House said the U.S. would implement investment restrictions and export controls for, quote, Chinese persons and entities related to the acquisition of industrially significant technology. But today, Secretary Mnuchin appeared to walk back the focus on China. David Dollar, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution's China Center, says that may be wise.
It's a generally good practice in writing laws or making regulations not to single out individual countries, but to single out bad behaviors.
The U.S. government has accused other countries of trying to steal technology. Adam Siegel directs the Digital and Cyberspace Policy Program at the Council on Foreign Relations.
France, Israel, South Korea have all been named, but the economic threat is certainly much bigger from China than from any of those other players.
And Siegel says Beijing will see the move as directed at China and could retaliate. Jennifer Harris is a fellow at the Roosevelt Institute. She's not surprised that different officials in the Trump administration have different takes on the new policy.
This is obviously overturning 40 years or so of economic orthodoxy that argued for a U.S. open door to investment, and old habits die hard, especially in Washington.
Officials have until week's end to work out those differences. That's when an announcement is expected from the White House. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.